Rebalancing Functional Area 51. Story by Rebecca Wright for the U.S. Army Acquisition Support Center. In April 2025, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth issued the Memorandum Army Transformation and Acquisition Reform, which then prompted the issuance of the Army Letter to the Force, Army Transformation Initiative, from the Secretary of the Army, Dan Driscoll, and former Chief of Staff of the Army, General Randy A. George, in May 2025. The Army Transformation and Acquisition Reform Memorandum directs the U.S. Army to implement multiple directives, including implementing a comprehensive transformation strategy, streamline its force structure, eliminate wasteful spending, and reform the acquisition process. Now, a little over a year after the announcement of new initiatives, the U.S. Army has already undergone a multitude of efforts to improve its efficiency, including command mergers, acquisition reform restructuring, and phasing out legacy systems. Future of Functional Area 51. As implementation of new initiatives continue, the Army acquisition military community is undergoing a rebalancing effort of Functional Area, FA, 51 Army acquisition officers, those responsible for researching, developing, testing, contracting, and fielding weapons systems and technology. To better align with the Army Transformation Initiative, the Army is shifting multiple functional areas, including FA 51, into areas that the Army may either be short-staffed or are emerging fields that will help serve the future fight. Hearing terms like rebalancing, realignment, or restructuring can commonly lead to some misconceptions such as staffing reductions or mission cost-cutting. This rebalancing effort is not the case. The acquisition mission remains critical to the Army. This effort is to realign focus on efficiency, capabilities, and having expertise across all specialties. Rebalancing references an Army initiative to better align structure to support identified capability shortfalls within the functional area space, said Major Mitch Boatwright, FA 51, a proponency officer with the U.S. Army Acquisition Support Center. Specifically, it seeks to create greater capacity within the Space Operations, FA 40, and Operations Research/Systems Analyst, ORSA, FA 49, without an overall growth in authorizations. Even though this realignment will result in a reduction in the number of FA 51 officers, it is not considered a cut in personnel in the traditional sense. The Army is limited to how many officers it can have. Therefore, the Army is reprioritizing where to assume risk in a situation where it cannot simply add additional structure. It is exchanging some additional risk within the acquisition functional area to reduce risk with the ORSA and space operations functional areas. Maintaining mission readiness and the continuity of operations remain top priorities, so the realignment intends to keep impacts and disruptions to a minimum. The rebalancing within Army functional areas should have minimal impacts on the Army's ability to influence joint programs or defense-wide contracting, said Boatwright. Joint acquisition authorizations were not impacted as that structure is owned by the Department of War, DOW. The same holds true for defense-wide contracting due to the limited impacts on DOW authorizations and the minimal impacts to Army contracting formations. What to expect and when? The rebalancing effort is not happening overnight. It is being implemented strategically and over a 36-month period to ensure it is performed properly and that the right people are placed in the right positions. The initial phases are focused on identifying the authorizations or structure that will be realigned to support this growth, said Boatwright. He further explained that Headquarters, Department of the Army G3/5/7 is executing the identified changes to TDAs now and through the remainder of the fiscal year. FI. TDAs, or Tables of Distribution and Allowances, are the official documents that prescribe the military, civilian personnel and equipment authorizations for non-tactical Army units. Concurrent with these efforts and continuing through FY28, the officer populations of the impacted functional areas will be realigned to the revised authorizations through several voluntary actions, most prominent of which is a fourth quarter FY26 Special Voluntary Transfer Incentive Program, FAT, opportunity, said Boatwright. The VTIP is a program that allows active duty officers to transfer to a branch or functional area within the Army. By utilizing VTIP, the Army can avoid involuntary separations. This approach also allows Army officers to make calculated decisions by providing choices regarding their career path. For our mid-grade officers, it's important to highlight that the Army is not looking to separate officers, rather realign talented officers to critical Army areas, said Boatwright. There is no plan to initiate immediate separations to support the realignment of Army talent. The primary lever is the special VTIP board. BTAPS application window is typically only held once or twice a year. However, a FY26 special VTIP window is open for those impacted by the functional area rebalancing. Conditions for this special VTIP were set by multiple FA51 town halls to notify the population, as well as provide feedback from the Acquisition Management Branch, AMB, to inform officers of their standing so they are empowered to make sound decisions regarding their career and participation in the VATIP process. USASC's Proponency Office continues to work with AMB to ensure that acquisition officers can make informed decisions on their future in the Army Acquisition Corps. This includes hosting town halls to explain the nature and impact of the Talent Realignment Initiative, as well as ensuring that acquisition senior leaders are fully informed on the overall process and procedures. The goal is to ensure our officers have viable pathways within the Army. This is why the Army has pursued Voluntary Transitions Vice Directive Branch and Functional Area Assignments, said Boatwright. While there is always risk associated with change, the Proponency Office has made a concerted effort to minimize risks to the overall mission by preserving Portfolio Acquisition Executive, PAE, structure, minimizing or eliminating impacts to the contingency contracting formations and assuming greater risks are removed from core acquisition competencies. The Army is leaning forward with a leaner, more efficient mantra. Although the Army is choosing to assume some risk, deliberate efforts are being made to mitigate that risk. By utilizing tools such as the VTIP and a 36-month implementation plan, the Army can strategically align personnel into areas where they are needed most. Executing these realignments gradually also ensures personnel have enough time to adjust accordingly. Change is inevitable, but the Army's mission will stay the same. Army modernization goals remain unchanged, said Boatwright. By preserving the core acquisition structure of the PIs and contingency contracting formations, the Army Acquisition Corps is postured to continue executing the Army's modernization priorities while leveraging agility to rapidly deliver capability to the warfighter. Note: to stay informed of changes as they are released, acquisition professionals can monitor behind the front lines for follow-on articles explaining the latest updates. For more information, contact USASC's Proponency Branch at usarmy.belvoir.usasc.mbx.imco@army.mil. Rebecca Wright is a writer and editor at the U.S. Army Acquisition Support Center's Director of Acquisition Career Management Office at Fort Belvoir, Virginia. Before USASC, she served as an Explosive Ordnance Disposal Technical Writer at NSWC Indian Head. She has more than 16 years of experience writing and editing for the DOW and the U.S. Department of Justice.